Frontline workers such as medical and emergency response personnel have received or are in line to receive vaccinations. The next group identified by the state's guidelines will be teachers and the elderly. These folks will be vaccinated as the supply allows. One group of frontline employees, though, have not made it into the priority list yet. Summit County Public Health Director Rich Bullo said those working in other frontline positions, such as grocery stores and other essential businesses, are a high-risk group because of their constant contact with the general public. But he does not have an answer for when they'll be in line to get the vaccine. He said they are following the state priority guidelines.
The limiting factor still, and there's been a fair amount of discussion about essential workers, but the limiting factor still is availability of vaccine. I do anticipate that when vaccines become much more available than they are now, we will be having conversations about those individuals and essential workers and exactly how do we address that. I think that's perfectly appropriate.
Governor Spencer Cox has set a goal of fully immunizing a prioritized group of Utahns by the end of February. They include all healthcare providers, long-term care facility staff and residents, first responders, public and tribal health frontline workers, K-12 teachers and school staff, and adults older than 70. This group represents more than 400,000 people. He said the 13 public health departments throughout the state have already vaccinated tens of thousands of healthcare workers and first responders. The executive order requires compliance to this prioritization list, including not giving a vaccine to someone who has tested positive within 90 days. There is also a requirement that all vaccines are used within 7 days or returned for distribution elsewhere. Bullo said he supports the governor's order and asks people to be patient. The county will continue to get the vaccines into arms within the required 7 days. As KPCW has reported, school districts are in line to receive vaccinations this week. This spring, he said they'll move the distribution point to Richardson Flat, where they'll be able to deliver 1,000 vaccines a day.
We're going to have increased production of existing vaccines, and I believe we're going to have multiple new vaccines coming online. So midsummer, you know, hopefully beginning in March, April, May, and then building into midsummer, we'll have far greater numbers of vaccines available.
Registering for the vaccine could be difficult based on the CDC system being used by the county. It requires each registrant to have their own email, and it requires internet access to get in line for a vaccine. Bullo said getting everyone vaccinated will be a community collaboration.
We need to make sure that we work through systems. And whether or not those systems are aging services, senior centers, Meals on Wheels, faith-based organizations, or others, we need to identify people within the systems and make sure that, because a lot of this is going to be word of mouth, and there is no doubt that people are going to be missed.
For information about vaccines, call the County Health Line at 435-333-1500. Links to the governor's vaccine distribution order, the state's vaccine distribution sign-up, and the Summit County Vaccine Registry can be found on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.